到关于侍奉的信息。
And this morning, I'd like to continue to share with you the theme service.
请我们一起来读《生命记》第十章第十二节。
Let's read Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12.
生命记第十章十二节，请我们一起来读。
Let's read it together.
以色列啊，现在耶和华你神向你所要的是什么呢？只要你敬畏耶和华你的神，遵行他的道，爱他，尽心尽性侍奉他。主的话实在是非常的宝贵。
The words of God is so precious.
那么清楚的告诉我们。
It tells us clearly.
神向我们所要的到底是什么？
What is that that God asks of us?
他要我们敬畏耶和华你的神。
He said to fear the Lord your God.
这是第一个点。第二个点呢？叫我们遵行他的道。
Number two, to walk in all his ways.
所以这个道是道路。
To walk on his ways.
那第三个呢，是要我们能够爱神。
Number three is to love God.
最后一个，尽心尽性来侍奉神。
Lastly, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul.
我们来读一下诗篇第二篇第十一节。
Let's read on Psalms chapter 2, verse 11.
当存畏惧侍奉耶和华，又当存战兢而快乐。所以在这边讲到说，你们要敬畏耶和华。
Here says to have fear for the Lord.
那这个敬畏，也就是 fear， 也就是要怕。
To have fear means to be afraid.
当存畏惧侍奉耶和华。
Come to serve him with fears.
若我们真的知道我们所侍奉的这位神。
Because if we truly know this God whom we serve,
他是创造宇宙万有的主宰。
Is the creator of all universe.
所以诗篇第二篇讲到说，当存畏惧侍奉耶和华。
That's why Psalm 2 and 11 says, serve the Lord with fear.
我不晓得我们有没有过这样的一个畏惧。
I don't know, do you have that kind of fear for God?
来到神的面前。
That when we come to God,
我们在圣经里面看见多少的人，当他们真的面对面遇见神的时候
，In the Bible, you see so many characters when they saw God face to face.
真的扑倒在神的脚前
，They would bow to the ground.
真的里面说，我有祸了，我是一个罪人
，And they would say, "Woe to me, I'm just a sinner."
我们都会觉得何等的可畏
，And we'll be afraid.
但是在诗篇。第二篇这边说，又当存战兢而快乐。
But in verse 11 here says, rejoice with trembling.
下面他十二节告诉我们，当以嘴亲子。
And it continued by saying in verse 12 says, come forward and kiss the son.
所以我们对于神的畏惧是一个很特别的。
Therefore, it is very interesting when we have fear toward the Lord.
一面我们因着敬畏，我们有一个惧怕。
On one hand, this fear brings us fear toward him.
但是另外一面呢，又因为神无限的爱。
But on the other hand, because his enormous love for us,
我们可以来亲近他。
We can come close to him.
以嘴亲子。
We can kiss him.
我记得在我很小的时候。
I remember when I was very little.
就是我是很怕我爸爸。
I was afraid of my father.
因为呢，比较调皮，所以。受到的处罚是最多的。
Because I was pretty naughty, so I was disciplined a lot by my father.
但是我印象很深刻。
But I remember vividly.
那时候很小很小。
I was very little.
当我爸爸下班回来的时候。
When he came back from work.
哎，我会叫他来抱。
I would run to him and want him to hold me.
这一面呢，你就是很畏惧的。
On one hand, I was afraid of my father.
但是另外一面呢，你又是很可以去亲近他的。
On the other hand, I was able to come close to him.
我想这就是我们跟神的一个关系。
I think that's the kind of relationship we have with God.
他说你要敬畏耶和华你的神。
Here it says to have fear toward the Lord your God.
那这个呢是讲到一个惧怕，一个畏惧。
And we should have that kind of fear toward him.
那 Osmond Chambers 他写过一段话。
And Osmond Chambers said this.
他说 ,the remarkable thing about fearing God.
他说关于敬畏神有值得称颂的一件事。
他说 ,is that when you fear God,
就是当你敬畏神的时候
,you fear nothing else.
你就没有别的感觉。
When you do not fear God,
当你不敬畏神的时候
,you fear everything else.
你却可以感到你会对所有其他的事情害怕。
我觉得这句话真的是宝贵。
And this is such a precious saying.
真的，我们若真实的敬畏神，
If we have true fear toward God,
我们对其他的事情真的里面没有惧怕。
Then we have no fear toward other things.
若是我们不是一个敬畏神的人，
But if we have no fear toward God,
我们对许多其他的事我们都是惧怕的。
Then we'll have fear toward everything else.
若是我们存着一个敬畏神的心，
Therefore, if we have a fearful heart,
我们活在主的面前，
Living in the presence of the Lord,
只有他是我们的主，
Only he is our Lord.
只有他是我们的神。
Only He is our God.
真的，所有其他的我们不再有惧怕。
Then we'll have no fear toward other things in life.
今天这边告诉我们说要敬畏耶和华。
It says here to have fear toward God.
我们存着一个敬畏的心。
To come to Him with a fearful heart.
存着一个畏惧来侍奉耶和华。
To come to serve Him with fears.
知道今天是神给我们何等的恩典。
Knowing that we can serve Him is all His grace.
侍奉神最重要的还不是做这些很多的事情。
The most important thing when we serve God is not just to do things for Him.
侍奉神最重要的是今天我们能够侍立在这位神的面前。
But because we can stand in the presence of this God.
他是万王之王，他是万主之主。
Who is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
我们竟然能在他面前侍立。
Amazingly, we are able to stand in His presence and serve.
真的要我们畏惧来侍奉他。
We need to have fear toward that.
我们存战惊而快乐。
And we also rejoice with trembling.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们可以以嘴来亲子。
At the same time, we can come forward and kiss Him.
我们真的可以与我们的神那样的亲。
Because we can have a very close relationship with our God.
我们读一下希伯来书十二章二十八节。
Hebrew 12 verse 28.
所以我们既得了不能震动的国，就当感恩，照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神。这边也告诉我们说，用虔诚敬畏的心来侍奉神。
Here says to worship God acceptably with reverence and awe.
我们第二点要讲到遵行神的道路。
And the second thing I want to share with you is to follow God.
我们读一下诗篇第103篇第七节。
Read Psalms 103 verse 7.
他使摩西知道他的法则，叫以色列人晓得他的作为。那这个法则就是道路。
Here says he made known his ways to Moses.
他让摩西知道神的道路。
He let Moses know of his way.
以色列人呢，他们晓得神的作为。
But how about the people of Israelites? They can only see the deeds of God.
当神在行这么多神迹奇事的时候。
So when God performed all the miracles and wonders.
以色列的百姓和摩西一样，他们都看见了。
Both Moses and the people of Israelites saw what happened.
他们都一同经历了。
And they experienced it together.
当红海分开。
When the Red Sea was divided.
他们是一同经过。红海如行干地。
They passed through the Red Sea together as if walking on the dry land.
当每一天早上玛纳降下来。
Every morning they received manna from heaven.
摩西和以色列众民他们都是一同的看见神所做的奇迹。
Both Moses and the people of Israel experienced and witnessed these miracles.
但是这边讲说神使摩西知道他的法则。
But here it says he made known his ways to Moses.
以色列人他们看见很多神的作为。
People of Israel saw what God did for them.
但是可能他们不一定知道神的道路。
But they may not know the ways of God.
弟兄姊妹，今天在我们信主的路程上，我们真的是有神迹奇事一路随着。
In the same way, brothers and sisters, on our way of following the Lord, many times we experience miracles and wonders.
也许不一定在我们身上。
Maybe not we ourselves experience them.
也许我们在我们四周的弟兄姊妹身上，我们都看见神很多奇妙的作为。
But through the experiences of our brothers and sisters next to us.
可是我们要祷告主。
But we need to make a prayer like this.
不单说我们看见了神的作为。
That we are not just witnessing what God has done.
我们要认识他的法则。
But we can know His ways through these things.
要认识神的道路。
We can know God's ways.
我们若真的认识他的道路。
If we truly know God's ways.
我们知道神他的心意是什么。
We understand what's in the heart of God Himself.
我们知道神所要的是什么。
We want to understand what God wants.
今天也许一件事情是我们从来没有遇见过的。
And we may experience something we never experienced before.
但是我们知道神的道路在这里。
But we're able to find out what's God's way.
也许是一个最艰难的环境。
Maybe it was a very difficult environment.
我们里面可以说，神啊，你的道路是高过我们的道路。
But we're able to say, God, your way is higher than mine.
你的意念是高过我们的意念。
And your thoughts are higher than ours.
当摩西和百姓一同遇见一些的难处。
So when Moses and the people of Israel encountered the same difficulty,
百姓曾经看过耶和华的作为。
Israelites witnessed how God helped them before.
但是当遇见难处的时候，
But whenever there's a new difficulty arose,
他们的反应是抱怨。
Their general reaction was to complain.
是在那里说，为什么神把我们带到旷野来？
Complain, why did God bring us to the wilderness in the first place?
为什么神叫我们遭遇这样的一个艰难？
Why did God allow us to experience difficulty like this?
但是你看摩西不一样。
But Moses' reaction was different.
因为摩西知道神的法则。
Because he knew God's way.
知道神的道路。
He understood God's way.
我们看见当扫罗在大马色的路上遇见了神。
When Saul encountered God on the way to Damascus,
他生命有了一个很大的改变。
His life was greatly changed.
原本他在地上走一条他的道路。
Originally, he was walking on the way he chose to live in earth.
圣经告诉我们，他逼迫那些信奉这道的人。
And Bible tells us that he persecuted those who believe and walk on this way.
不单这些人呢，是讲到信奉这道，就是说愿意相信走耶稣基督道路的人。
And these people are the one who believed in Jesus and were willing to walk on the way of the Lord.
扫罗所逼迫的不是只是信耶稣的人。
Therefore, whom Saul persecuted were not just Christians.
不是信一些道理的人。
Were not people just believe in some doctrines and teachings.
他逼迫信奉走这个道路的人。
But he chose to persecute those who believe and also walk on that way of faith.
所以我们要知道这个认识神的道路何等的重要。
Therefore, we gotta know it is so important to know the way of the Lord.
这边告诉我们说要遵行他的道。
Here it says to observe his ways.
在诗篇128篇第一节告诉我们说，凡敬畏耶和华遵行他道的人便为有福。
And in Psalm 128 verse 1 says, Blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walk in his ways.
遵行神的道路。
Walk in God's way.
主耶稣告诉我们说，他就是道路。
And the Lord told us that he himself is the way.
真理生命。
And the truth and life.
主耶稣说，若不借着我，没有人能够到父那里去。
Jesus said, no one can come to the Father but through me.
今天我们怎么来遵行神的道路？
So how do we walk in God's way today?
我想在旧约里面，神把律法把他的话赐给我们。
In the Old Testament time, God gave us His own law and His words.
今天的确，神把律法写在我们的心板上。
Yes, today God has written in our heart His own words.
我们遵行神的律法，不是靠外面的努力来做到的。
So therefore, when we say we abide by the words of God, we are not doing it through our deeds only.
今天我们让耶稣基督的生命从我们里面活出来。
But allow the life of Jesus Christ to be lived out through us.
那这个生命的活出是超过律法所有的要求的。
And that will exceed all the requirements of outside laws.
主耶稣说，我就是道路。
Because Jesus says, I am the way.
今天我们要知道怎么样来遵行神的道路。
In order to know how to walk in His ways.
我们今天站在一个蒙福的地位。
We need to know we are standing at a blessed position.
不再靠我们自己的努力。
Therefore, it's not through our own works.
我们所要坚持的。
What we need to insist.
是不再我自己来活。
Is that it's no longer I that lives.
是让基督在我们里面活出来。
But Jesus Christ that lives in us.
今天当主从我们身上活出时候
And when Jesus lives out through us
很自然我们就在这条的道路中
We'll be automatically on this way with him
每一件事情好像用基督来衡量
Try to measure everything through Jesus Christ
到底是基督呢
And to determine whether this isOf Jesus Christ.
还是我们的老旧的生命
Or this is something from my fleshly life.
哦，今天我们要认识这条道路。
We need to know this way.
我们从主来经过。
We need to experience through the Lord.
我们看见四围的环境。
You look around the difficult circumstances.
我们从主来看。
Still come to see the circumstances through the eyes of the Lord.
你会发现四围的环境好像完全是不一样的。
Then you will discover that the situation will have changed.
我们遇见各样的人。
You may encounter different kinds of people.
我们从主来看。
Try to look at these people from the eyes of the Lord.
每一个人你看见的是不一样的。
Then you will see everyone is different.
我们看见他灵魂的需要。
You will see the needs deep down in his or her soul.
有时候我们看见他里面主的宝贵。
Or you see the preciousness of the Lord inside that person.
哎呀，我们充满了感恩。
Then you will give thanks for that.
每一件事情我们从主来经过。
Try to experience everything through Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督就是我们的道路。
Because Jesus Christ, He Himself is our way.
下面他说要爱神。
And He continues by saying to love God.
我们一起来读一下路加福音第十章第二十七节和二十八节。
Luke chapter 10 verses 27 and 28.
那在这一段圣经呢，他是讲到有一个律法师。
And here it says there was this teacher of law.
那律法师就是非常懂得旧约律法的。
Teacher of law supposed to know the law very well.
但是呢，他是起来要来试探耶稣。
But he came to tempt Jesus.
他说：“夫子啊，我应该做什么才能够承受永生？”
So how can I inherit eternal life?
那耶稣对他说：“律法上写的是什么呢？”
So Jesus said, "What is said in the law of God?"
你念的是怎么样呢？
What have you read?
好，这个律法师他这么回答。我们一起来读二十七、二十八节。
So the teacher of the law answered in verse 27. Let's read it together.
你要尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神，又要爱邻舍如同自己。耶稣说你回答的是你这样行就必得永生那这个律法师他讲的是要我们如何行
Here you see the reply from the teacher of the law is tell us to do something
他说我该做什么
Because his question was what should I do
每一个律法师或者每一个律法的这个门徒他们都有一个反应就是说我要做什么
I think every lawyer or his disciples will have the same question What should I do to gain the life?
那做什么才能够承受永生
It's like we have to do something to receive the eternal life
他也实在非常的认识律法的精髓
And he was very knowledgeable about the spirit of the law
他自己回答你要尽心尽性尽力尽意爱主你的神
Because his answer to his own question was to love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your strength, and all your mind
又要爱邻舍如同自己
and love your neighbor as yourself
那这个是整个律法的总归
because that is the conclusion of all the law
但是呢主耶稣在这里很有意思说你回答的是
and interestingly Jesus said you have answered correctly
你这样行就必得永生
do this and you will live
也许我们会觉得很稀奇
and you may be amazed
主耶稣怎么会告诉他你这样行就必得永生呢
how come Jesus said do this and you will live
但是今天谁能够把律法这样子行出来呢
but you can find anybody in this world can actually do what says here
主耶稣非常的清楚
Jesus knew clearly
只有他自己
Only he himself
能够把律法这样的活出来
was able to fulfill all the requirements in the law
世人都犯了罪
because the entire world has sinned
亏缺了神的荣耀
and has fallen short of the glory of God
在神的眼中没有一人连一个也没有
In the eyes of God there was no righteous man not even one
没有一个人能够行律法而称义的
So there's no one in the world can comply with the requirements in the word of God
没有一个人能够真正尽心尽性尽力尽意来爱神的
There's no single person could love the Lord with all his heart, soul, strength, and mind.
没有一个人能够爱邻舍如同自己的。
And there's no one can love their neighbor as themselves.
我想我们当中 有没有人觉得说你能够做到这两点呢？
Who feel that he's able to qualify these two conditions here? Raise your hand.
我想我们都要承认说我做不到的。
I guess we all have to confess there's no way we can make these requirements.
一个敬就难倒我们了。
Just the word all is already enough for us.
爱邻舍如同自己。
Love your neighbor as yourself.
我想这每一个点一面讲到说这个律法是非常的认识整个旧约整个律法它的精髓到底在什么地方。
Yes, this verse tells us the spirit of the law completely from the law of the Old Testament.
但是他想要去做到这样的一个事情。
But in order to fulfill what's said here,
但是主耶稣很清楚。
Jesus knows.
没有人能够做得到。
There's no single soul can make it.
你如果能够做到那你有永生。
If you can do it, then you will have eternal life.
今天我们能够来做到。
And if we say we can do it,
但是不是靠我们自己。
It's because we are not relying on ourselves.
我们说因为我们里面现在已经有了永远的生命。
We can say that because we know we already have the eternal life.
所以律法刻在我们的心板上。
And now these words of law is imprinted in our heart.
主耶稣告诉我们他来不是要废掉律法。
Jesus said, I have not come to abolish law.
乃是要成全律法。
But to fulfill it.
主的要求是比律法还要高的。
Jesus has set a higher standard than what's in the law.
所以今天我们要爱神。
Therefore, we have to love God.
圣经告诉我们，我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
Bible tells us we are able to love God because God has first loved us.
所以所有的关键在于基督现在是不是在我们的里面。
Therefore, the key is whether we have Jesus Christ inside of our heart.
在这个季节当中，有多少人在那里庆祝所谓的圣诞节？
And in this holiday season, there are so many people out there celebrating Christmas.
但是有些人在那个气氛里面。
In the atmosphere of the celebration,
有些人只是在那些很多的活动里面。
A lot of people are just busy participating in all kinds of activities.
早上我们唱的那首诗歌。
And the song we sang this morning earlier.
基督虽能降生于伯利恒，千遍降生于伯利恒。
You know, Jesus can be born to Bethlehem hundreds and thousands of times.
但是若是他没有降生在我们的里面。
But if you never receive Jesus into your heart,
好像这一切仍然对我们是没有关系的。
Then he has nothing to do with you.
我们仍然没有办法得着救恩的。
We can still not be saved.
圣经没有告诉我们主耶稣在什么时候降生。
Bible did not tell us exactly when Jesus was born.
那他要我们真的宝贵，要耶稣基督降生在我们的里面。
But the important thing is to make sure Jesus has been born in your heart.
当我们有主在里面。
Once we have the Lord in our heart,
我们才有可能能够来爱神。
Then we are able to love God.
这边告诉我们要爱神。
Here says to love God.
当我们愿意爱神的时候。
When we are willing to love Him.
弟兄姊妹，我们对很多事情看法是完全不一样的。
Then our perspective to many things will be changed.
上个礼拜接到消息说Sandy 小妹妹她已经到主那里去了。
And just in the past week, we heard the news that Sister Sandy has been received up by the Lord.
我常常想到她的母亲高月桂姊妹。
And I often remember her mother, Sister Gal.
她如何的来服侍她的女儿。
How she served her child.
愿意放下好像地上所有自己的前途所有的工作。
Willing to sacrifice her career, her other hopes and dreams in life.
因为他爱他的女儿。
It's all because she loved her.
所以他愿意做所有的牺牲。
So she was willing to sacrifice.
我是听到说 Sandy 他最后受洗归入基督的名下。
And I heard that the little Sandy was baptized into the name of the Lord before she left.
她一直到最后都非常的清醒。
And she was in clear mind until even the last moment.
所以她妈妈一直鼓励她。
So her mom keep on encouraging her.
你要去的地方是一个更美好的地方。
That dear daughter, you're going to a better place soon.
你要到的地方是耶稣基督的地方。
That's where Jesus Christ is.
那当Sandy 他真的到主那里去了。
When Jesus took Sandy,
那月桂姊妹说，她里面其实得做一个很大的安慰。
Her mom shared with us that she actually was greatly comforted.
我想她里面有这样的把握。
Because she had assurance,
因着 爱她的女儿。
Because her love for the daughter.
她所看见这么多的艰难。
And even though the situation was so difficult for her.
这么多的痛苦。
There were so many sufferings for them.
她所需要付的代价。
And the price she had to pay.
对她来讲。
To her, herself.
都是值得的。
It was all worth it.
弟兄姊妹，当我们讲到侍奉神
，When we say let us serve God，
今天我们不是我们恩待神，好像说我们来为神做一点什么事情。
We're not doing God a favor，
那是因为我们真实的是一个蒙爱的儿女。
But because we know we have been loved by Him，
我们常常站在一个蒙恩的地位。
We always want to stand at a blessed position。
我们只说主，你怎么会这样的爱我
？All we can say is how can you love someone like me？
怎么会付了这么大的代价把我买回来归给你
？How can it be that you're willing to pay such a price to redeem me so I can belong to you？
弟兄姊妹，我们真的站在这样一个蒙爱的地位。
And brothers and sisters, if that is the position we take, knowing that we are loved child of God，
让神来爱我
，to allow God love us，
让他的爱充满在我们的里面
，to let His love fill our hearts。
今天叫我们说，哎，你要爱神啊。
So if somebody says you should love God，
我想这个很难的。
I would think it's pretty tough。
爱是没有办法要求的。
Because you can never ask someone to love something。
你不能要求一个人说，哎，你要好好爱我啊。
And love is something you cannot demand。
这要求不来的。
You cannot demand love from people。
但是呢，我们跟神的关系
，But in our relationship with God，
我们可以让他来爱我们。
We can ask God to love us。
圣经话这么清楚，我们爱，因为神先爱我们。
Because the Bible tells us so clearly that we are able to love because He has first loved us。
真的不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们。
It is not we who can love God, but because God has loved us。
在这边，他要我们能够爱神。
And here it says to love God。
弟兄姊妹，但是我们真的要很清楚。
But clearly in our heart，
你越想爱神，若是我们说我要爱神，我要爱神，你发现里面没有。
We must know we don't have the love for God. The more we try, the more we're going to find out we don't have enough for God.
但是我们可以来到神的面前。
But what we can do is to come to God.
让神来爱我们。
To allow Him to love us.
让他的爱充满在我们里面。
To let His love fill our hearts.
这个爱是没有止境的。
And His love is without limitation.
这个爱像汪洋大海一样。
It's like immense ocean.
随时我们都可以来领受。
It's always available for us to take.
啊，他带我们到天上永活的江河。
He's willing to take us to the river in the heaven.
叫我们尽情的来领受。
So we can fully enjoy Him.
让他的爱充满在我们里面。
To let His love first fill in our hearts.
弟兄姊妹，当我们里面真的是满有基督的爱。
When we are filled by the love of Christ.
让神的爱充满在我们里面，能够满溢出来。
When we let His love fill our heart and even overflow.
有一个回流的爱。
Then we are able to reciprocate.
在我们里面那么自然，我们说主我爱你。
That will be very natural for us to say, Lord, I love you.
这个爱不是人要求的。
And that is not a love demanded by other people.
好像也不是神在这里要求的。
Nor is demanded by God Himself.
而是从我们里面那么自然出来的。
But will be very natural that flows out from us.
哦，主耶稣，我爱你。
We'll be able to say, Oh Lord, I love you.
我想我们向任何一个人啊，要说。我爱你，其实很多时候是不容易的。
It is not easy to say this to anybody else.
那有一些弟兄们，他们讲说，啊，这个三个虽然就很简单三个字。
And to a lot of brothers, they may think it's only three words, I love you.
但是要出口还真的是不容易。
But it's very difficult to say it to others.
但是今天每一个神儿女，我们来到神的面前。
But every child of God, when we come to God,
非常自然。
哇，
我爱你。
It is very easy for us to say, Lord, I love you.
这个爱是一个回流的爱。
Because that is the love that reciprocates.
因为神爱我们。
It's all because it has come and loved us first.
因为这个爱充满在我们的
里面。And that love has filled in our heart.
叫我们能够那么自然的爱神。
And enable for us to love Him naturally.
在约翰福音14:23。
John 14:23。
耶稣说，人若爱我，就必遵守我的道。
Jesus said, if anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching.
我父也必爱他。
And my father will love him.
并且我们要到他那里去与他同住。
And we will come to him and make our home with him.
我们爱神。
When we love God,
我们会 爱神心中所要做的事情。
Then we'll love the things that God desires to do.
我们会爱他的话语。
And we will love His words.
我们会愿意遵行他的道。
And we'll be willing to obey His teaching.
我们也会爱神所爱的。
We also will love those who God loves.
我想爱神是一个我们侍奉神非常非常重要的一个关键。
Loving God is the key foundation of our service to Him.
我们求主让他的爱多多充满我们。
Let us ask the Lord to fill our hearts with His love.
曾经有一位许师母，她跟我们这样的一个分享。
Once there was a sister she shared with us like this.
他说他常常要向他自己传福音。
She said many times she has to preach the gospel to herself.
当他在服侍主的路上觉得非常困难走下去的时候
，When she felt it was very difficult to continue to serve,
他向自己传福音。
She would preach the gospel to herself.
他需要传什么样的福音呢
？What kind of gospel she was preaching to herself?
他要相信，他要得着。主的爱
She needs to believe and receive the love of God.
她说主你是爱我的
She will say to herself, Lord, you love me.
你每一滴血都是为我流的
And every drop of your precious blood was for me.
她一直向自己传福音
She kept on preaching that truth to herself.
传到一个时候
Until a point.
真的相信
She really believed what Bible says.
主耶稣基督对她的爱
And she really believed the love from Jesus Christ.
爱到一个地步
And to the point.
为她舍命
That Jesus loved her to the point of dying for her.
她传福音
And she preached gospel.
到一个地步她被主的爱所充满
To herself to the point that she was completely filled by the love of the Lord.
她可以再起来爱神
So she was able to love God again.
她可以再起来侍奉神
And she was able to serve God again.
也许我们说我们信主已经好久了
We may say, you know, I've been a Christian for years.
但是这个爱对我们是不是新鲜的
But do you have the love fresh?
也许我们也要常常向自己来传福音
Maybe we need to preach the gospel to ourselves often.
我们自己真实的相信
To the point that we truly believe.
来接受耶稣基督的舍命大爱
And receive the sacrificial love of Jesus Christ.
让这个爱充满我们
To allow this love fill our hearts completely
叫我们能够来爱神
So that we can truly love our God
他告诉我们要敬畏耶和华你的神
It says have fear for the Lord
下面呢是要遵行他的道
To walk in all his ways
遵行神的道路
To obey his teachings walk in his ways
下面说叫我们爱神
And to love him
最后他讲尽心尽兴侍奉神
Lastly, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul.
我们最后读一下路加福音
Lastly, let's read Luke
第四章第八节
Chapter 4, verse 8.
耶稣说经上记得说当拜主你的神单要侍奉他我们知道这段圣经是主耶稣被带到山上受试探
And you know, this is the words he said when he was tempted on the mountain.
魔鬼令他上了高山
The devil brought him to the high mountains
把万国都指给他看
And show him the glory of all nations
那仇敌在这里要来试探主
And devil was tempting Jesus
他说这一切权柄荣华我都要给你
And the devil says, you know, all these glory and power, I want to give it to you
你这些都是交付我的
Because these are owned by me
他好像有这个权柄说我要给谁就给谁
So that he has the right to say, I want to give it to you, then you can have it
但他有一个条件
But with a condition
你若在我面前下拜
If you worship the Lord, if you worship me
这都要归你
I will give you all these glory of the world
主耶稣说当拜主你的神
But Jesus said, worship the Lord your God only
单要侍奉他
And serve him only
今天我们都在这一个征战的里面
We're all in the same battles
仇敌他要做的就夺取人的敬拜
What the wicked one desires to do is take away the worship from us
他可以用世界上所有的荣华
They can lure us with all the glory of this world
他用这个要来夺取人向他的敬拜
The devil tries to steal the worship we have for God to himself
今天我们看见世界上多少的人就是为着世上的荣华
You can look around so many people in this world for the sake of fame and wealth of this world
好像他们向 魔鬼撒旦在那里敬拜。
They're willing to worship the evil one.
他们没有把敬拜来归给创造宇宙万有独一的真神。
Instead of giving the glory to this one and only God who created the entire universe.
主耶稣说：“当拜主你的神。”
But Jesus says, "Worship the Lord your God."
单要侍奉他。
And serve Him only.
今天多少的人在那里侍奉马门
？There are so many people are chasing after money.
主告诉我们：“你不能侍奉神又侍奉马门。”
But Jesus made it clear to us, "You cannot." Serve the money and God at the same time.
今天多少的时候，我们说好，我也摆一点点的时间出来。
Many times we may say, "Okay, I can offer this little much of my time for God."
我也为神摆上一点点。
And I'm willing to offer this much for the sake of God.
我也来侍奉他一点点。
And I'm willing to serve God this much.
但是弟兄姊妹，神的心意不是这样。
But brothers and sisters, that is not what God wants.
当拜主你的神。
Say, worship the Lord your God.
单要侍奉他
and serve him only.
神不能让我们来分一点点的
God doesn't want others to share us with him.
他要我们尽心尽性来侍奉他
But he wants us to worship and serve him with all our heart and all our soul.
神所要的乃是全部
What God desires to get is a completion.
I surrender all.
Surrender all.
神要得着我们的全心来归给他。
God wants to obtain our whole heart for him.
因为他是把全部给了我们。
Because he has given his all for us.
我们都当来敬拜我们的神。
We should serve our Lord wholeheartedly.
我们都应该单单的侍奉他。
And serve him only.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们若认识神所给我们的那个丰富
Dear brothers and sisters, if we truly see the fullness God desires to give to us,
我们若领受他向着我们的大爱
If we receive this love from him,
我们愿意把自己交在主的手里
Then we'll be willing to surrender ourselves in his hands.
尽心尽性来侍奉神
To love and serve him with all our heart and all our soul.
今天神要我们没有保留的把自己交在他的手里。
God wants us to trust him without reservation.
像刚刚我们所唱的诗歌。
Like the hymn we sang earlier.
真的是 All to Jesus, I surrender.
It says, All to Jesus, I surrender.
尽我所有归给耶稣。
All to Jesus.
神要我们这样的来侍奉他。
That is how God wants to serve him.
尽心尽性。
With all our heart, with all our soul.
我们所有完全 all our heart, 我们全心我们全魂我们来侍奉我们的神。
With all our heart and all our soul, we should serve our God.
我盼望说这不是好像神在这里对我们所做的一个什么要求。
This is not a requirement here.
今天我们盼望乃是因为主的爱在我们的里面。
We hope it's because of the love of God that compels in our hearts.
我们里面都觉得说，尽心尽性侍奉神是一个最理所当然的事情。
Then we'll consider that something reasonable and acceptable to God that we serve Him with all we have.
敬畏神是一个理所当然的事情。
It is natural for us to have fear toward God.
遵行神的道路是理所当然的事情。
It is reasonable for us to walk in all His ways.
爱神是理所当然的。
And it is natural for us to love Him.
尽心尽性侍奉神乃是理所当然的。
It is the rightful thing to do to love and serve Him with all our heart and all our soul.
哈利路亚，这是我们甘心乐意的。
This is something we are willing to do.
我们愿意，我们都能够起来。
And may all of us rise up.
我们都来侍奉神。
Rise up and serve our God.
我们从今年开始的时候就一同讲到教会的建造。
And from the beginning of the new year, we shall talk about the edification of church.
那我们从这一年开始，我不晓得有没有注意到节目单上都印着一节的经节。
And ever since from the beginning of this year, I don't know if you have seen this particular verse at the bottom of the program sheet on the top page.
我们已经到了这一年的年尾了。
Now we have come to the end of this year.
我们好不好一起再把这一节经节一起来读一下
？Let's read this verse together on the program sheet.
撒迦利亚书四章十节。
Zechariah chapter 4 verse 10.
谁藐视这日的事为小呢？这七眼乃是耶和华的眼，遍察全地。见所罗巴伯手拿线砣就欢喜。 为什么见所罗巴伯手拿线砣，神的心就欢喜呢？
Why does God's heart rejoice when he see the plumb line in the hands of Zerubbabel?
手拿着线砣，为着要能够建造。
The plumb line was used to construct.
神的心意叫我们同被建造。
And it's God's heart for us to be built up together.
他要得着我们每一个。
He desires to receive every one of us.
叫我们都起来。
So that we can all get up.
我们建造。耶路撒冷的城墙
to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem
我们一同被建造起来
together we are built up
让神的家在这里有一个分别的界限
so that there is a division between the house of God and the world
让神的家得着保护
and there is protection in the house of God
让神的家彰显神的荣耀
and also the glory of God can be seen through the house of God
但愿我们都起来侍奉神
may we all rise up and serve our God together
都成为手中贵重的器皿
to become precious Just vessels in his hand.
好吧，我们再一起来唱三百一十二首。
Let's sing this song one more time, 312.
将我所有归给耶稣，甘心乐意全奉献。我今一生热爱救主，天天活在他面前，全所有奉献，全所有奉献。早上我们把我们自己来奉献给神
May we just offer ourselves to God this morning
不是一点点不是一部分
Not just a portion Not just a little bit
乃是全所有奉献
But surrender all
叫我们侍奉神是尽心尽性的来侍奉他
So that when we serve God We serve him with all our heart And all our soul
好不好我们站起来从第二节唱到第五节
Let's stand up to sing from verse 2 to the end
请我所有